This is a dictation for Linda Pittman, LINDAPITTMAN, Linda Pittman. Date of birth is 2/6/65. Date of accident 5/22/2023. Date of service 5/24/2023. Chief complaints patient is stating that she had an accident, motor vehicular accident on 5/22/2023, leading to all the symptoms that she is reporting. She is having an extremely severe pain in the neck, the left shoulder, left elbow, the left hand, mid back, upper back, lower back, left knee, left ankle and foot. And these pains are reported to be severe. She also has some pain in the chest as well as right elbow and right knee. She's unable to walk and she's black and blue. She reports that she had never had any accident like this before. And these pains are reported shooting down to the left leg all the way down to the ankle and foot and toes. And also into the left arm all the way, but not involving the fingers. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling alone. I'm sorry, patient was traveling with her son who was in the front seat at 8 a.m. on 5/22/2023. Her son is pretty okay except his leg is bothering, but he is not seeing anybody. She was traveling in a SUV and was hit by a SUV. She was completely standstill at zero speed and she was hit at 70 miles an hour. The accident occurred at Northwestern Highway on Telegraph. And the way accident happened is as follows. The patient was trying to go on northbound Northwestern Highway to turn on the southbound Telegraph, where she slowed down to zero speed because the cars ahead were all stopped. And there was a car that was coming at a full speed at 70 miles or more, and she knocked into her rear end, and she knocked her car to be into the active lane on Northwestern Highway, where she was T-bone on the driver's side again. The car spun around twice and was hit by another car for rear-ending. So this car was hit several times. The patient reported that the car is completely total. The entire car is damaged from outside, from the front, back, and the side. All of the windows are broken. Inside, patient reported left side window is broken and the seat belt also popped off. And she doesn't know all the damage right now because she's still 1 day old and she's not seen the car. She reported chest pain due to the seat belt. Regarding the injury, patient does not remember if she banged her head into the steering wheel or if steering wheel is broken. However, the airbags were deployed. She reports of a severe neck whiplash and she doesn't remember every moment of the accident. It was too sudden. She reports of several bruises inside of the both thighs, and however, the hospital, when she visited, did not give any sutures. I requested her to take a picture and send it to us. Regarding the emergency room, patient did go to the Providence Hospital emergency room, where she was there for 6 to 7 hours. X-rays were done for various areas, lumbar, spine, cervical, and ankle x-rays were all okay, no fractures. A CT scan of the neck, lower back, and brain was done and was found to be negative. Regarding the further history, patient denies any lightheadedness or numbness, tingling. She has a problem in weakness of the entire body, walking and fatigue, sleep disturbance, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, and there is no subtle anesthesia, no incontinence of the urine and bowel. Regarding the pain, patient reports the following symptoms that are present. Severe pain is reported in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back to the tune of 7 to 8, while there is a severe pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, and at 7. There is also a numbness and tingling of the second and third finger non-stop. Patient has pain in the left hip, left knee, left ankle to the tune of 7 to 8. She has a difficult time walking. She doesn't know if there is a shooting pain or numbness or tingling at all. but she does report of a weakness of the left leg. She cannot walk, she cannot sit, she cannot stand, and she's sleeping for 4 hours only. These pains are constant and are described as shooting, sharp, aching, tender, and are varying from 5 to 10 on a severity scale. ADLs are reported affected around 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. In a previous investigation, patient report that in the emergency room, various x-rays, CT scan, and blood tests were done. Past treatment, no treatment has been begun yet. She has not seen any healthcare work providers. System review, please review the chart. There is a history of bronchitis, high blood pressure, diabetes, back and neck pain, as checked by her. Past surgical history, allergies, please review the chart. Family history, please review the chart. Relationship status, please review the chart. Employment status, patient is working with a broncho chiropractor as a healthcare, and she also takes care of her brother as a home healthcare worker. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has Don William as the attorney. Personal history, please review the chart. She does not drink, does not smoke, does use recreational marijuana. Regarding the ADLs, patient reported the following ADLs that are being affected today. Opening containers is 9. Home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets are 8. Walking, standing, running, and ability to lift dinner plate is affected 7. Personal hygiene, bathing, dressing are affected 6. Eating, feeding, toileting, and writing are affected 5. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 152/109, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'9", weight is 179. General review, this is a 58-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. Patient is well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Personal hygiene is normal. I'm sorry, please mention this one. I didn't do it right. Patient does appear to be in acute distress and also severe pain phases, and there is no shortness of breath. The patient is able to walk only with severe pain. The gait is antalgic and needs a cane to walk with. Rest of the exam is from the template. There is no laceration. I was not able to examine the thigh area due to the absence of a chaperon, and I asked her to get me the pictures of her thighs. Regarding the psychiatric exam, neurological examination, and musculature examination was found to be normal. In the musculature examination, only area where the muscle spasm was noticed is in the paraspinal region of the spine, from cervical, thoracic, and lumbar, from C2 to L5 bilaterally, with hypertonicity and spasm and tenderness. The rest of the muscles are okay except for the left shoulder, where some tenderness is noticed in the area of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendon insertion at the shoulder area, and some spasm is noticed in the trapezius muscle on the left side with the 1 or 2 trigger points. Even the cervical fibers and thoracic fibers have a spasm on the left side of the trapezius muscle. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection and palpation is completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness is present from C2 to L5 bilaterally, including bilateral sacroiliac joints, and 1 plus hypertonicity and 2 plus spasm of the muscles in the paraspinal region, and there is a mild tenderness throughout. In the range of motion, cervical spine range of motions are severely limited. Forward flexion is 20, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, distraction test is positive, Sotoal test was positive. In thoracic spine, the Roos test was positive, Sohn test was negative, lumbar spine, Burdensky-Kernick test was found positive. Straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test was negative. Kemp test was positive. Berinsky sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test was positive. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is positive. But Faber test is positive. Bilaterally, Gonsalon test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, the examination reveals that the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist and hand are positive. Left hip, left thigh, left knee, left ankle are positive. And they will be described separately. The rest of the extremities on the right side are completely normal. And they're warm to touch, well perfused, with no tenderness, pedial edema. There is a contusion on the left and right thighs internally that have not been examined. Patient will be sending a picture. It appears that the hospital has examined them and it was not requiring any treatment whatsoever. Lacerations are none and muscle spasm only in the area of paraspinal muscles. Varicose veins, none. Range of motion of the joints on the right side, including shoulder, elbow, hand, wrist, and hip and the knee on the right side are completely normal with no motor power deficiency, no leg length discrepancies. Quick test is negative and gait is slightly antalgic. Patient is able to walk but we should use a cane walk with further comfort. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The patient has a severe limitation in lifting the shoulders. She is not able to lift even up to 90 degrees of abduction in the right shoulder. I'm sorry, in the left shoulder. Right shoulder is completely normal. Left shoulder is the one which has a problem. On inspection, the left shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or fractures or contusion. And on palpation, there is no major fracture or any other finding, except there is some tenderness in the rotator cuff region. An AC joint is tender, and the shoulder joint in general has slightly tender to move. The passive motions are possible all the way to 160 degrees without tenderness, but active motion of abduction and flexion are limited to 90 degrees, beyond which severe pain starts. Special tests were conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test was found positive on the left side. Empty beer can test, speed test, near test are positive. Anterior apprehension and posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test was negative. Examination of the left elbow reveals no fractures or dislocations or contusion, lacerations. However, the range of motion is slightly less, especially the pronation and supination. There is a tenderness of both the medial and lateral epicondyle and olecranon process. But there is no fracture as such. Regarding the wrist and the hand, it is observed that on inspection and palpation, there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is pink and there is no atrophy of thin or prominence. Muscle weakness is not present. Range of motions are completely normal. Reflexes are normal. Grips are normal. Well, grip is slightly poor and motor power is 4/5. Sensations are intact. The carpotunnel compression tests were conducted and were found positive. Tinel sign is positive. Phalen sign is positive. The examination of the hip joint was conducted on the left side and an inspection and palpation. On inspection, the joint appeared normal. There is some contusion on the left inner thigh that was not deeply examined due to the lack of the female chaperone. And her family was sitting, her daughter was accompanying, but still we believe that it was not needed. However, further inspection on the left hip joint, there is no tenderness of the greater trochanter area. Minimal tenderness, I will say, is present, but there is no spasm or contracture. Alignment was good, and range of motion of the hip joint is normal at 140 degrees extension flexion. The external and internal rotation is normal at 40 degrees. No leg length discrepancy notice. Motor strength is normal. Patrick sign was negative. Trendelenburg test negative. Log roll negative. Ellie test negative. Thomas test was negative. Examination of the left knee joint reveals that on inspection there is no scarring or erythema or effusion, and on palpation there are no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry, warm or cold, or capitis, grinding, popping noise, none of them. The flexion from full extension is normal, and there was a range of motion was slightly diminished to 100 degrees of flexion. Otherwise, there is some pain in the posterior part of the knee. Collateral ligaments are slightly lax, especially the medial collateral. The motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. However, anterior drawer, posterior drawer was positive. Patellar apprehension test was positive. McMurray-Steinman test was negative. Examination of the left leg, left thigh was without any issues except for some contusions that have been reported by the patient in the medial part near the pelvic area on both sides of the thighs. The hospital has already conducted x-rays and examination and no treatment has been provided. I have asked the patient to send me pictures, and it appears that the patient is satisfied. She didn't want to expose herself. The ankle examination was completely normal, except some tenderness is noticed in the area of greater first metatarsal phalangeal joint and posterior tibialis tendon, and even the bottom of the foot was slightly painful. The lateral malleolus was slightly tender. It appears that the patient already has been ordered an MRI from the place. Called M1 imaging by Dr. Kripchak that she has seen already in the recent, like one day before. Diagnosis. Sorry, I'm just looking for the diagnosis page. Well, the diagnosis will be as follows. General diagnosis is, first of all, hypertension 110, diabetes E11.9, motor vehicular accident V89.2, XXD, Z79.891, difficulty in gait R26.2, weakness R53.1, chronic fatigue R53.82, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, TBI S06.301A, neuralgia M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, elbow pain, left elbow M25.529, M70.32, M75.20. Also, there is a medial epicondylitis, lateral epicondylitis, and olecranon process sprain. Left wrist, M25.539, and G56.02. In the lower extremities, pain in the left hip is M25.552. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. M23.205, M23.202. Left ankle and foot, M25.572. Achilles tendonitis, M76.60. Metatarsalgia, M77.40. Enthesopathy, M77.50. Pain in the left foot. Fasciitis, plantar fasciitis. spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 540, M50.20, M54.12, M53.82, M54.02, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, M54.14, M54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. The sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M99.04, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy and chiropractic treatment are ordered based on the accident history, physical finding history, to focus on the cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine, as well as left shoulder, left elbow, left knee, left ankle and foot, left hip, and a left carpal tunnel in general, and all the trigger points. 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy. Disability is, patient is off work, housework replacement, attended care has been provided 4 hours, 7 days, transportation help and case management. The patient is also provided following medications: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for the stomach protection, Alavil 50 mg twice a day for sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day PRN for the pain relief, Zoloft is provided 50 mg twice a day for anxiety, sleep and relaxation, panic relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for headaches and nerve related issues, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is also ordered a neuropsych evaluation. Antivert is provided for 25 mg 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for relief of the dizziness. The patient has informed that she has had a generalized MRI ordered from Dr. Kripchak, whom she knows, and I believe she saw it on the day of accident. Now the patient has been referred to us here. So number 3 will be number 4 is non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. At the time of dictation, the records for MRIs have been made available, and I would like to discuss them as such right now, if I can. We have the pictures, and the pictures show that she has a bruise on the left ankle at the lateral malleolus, as well as bruise inside the pelvic area near the vagina area. And that I have not seen, but the pictures are showing contusions, large contusion, area of 3 inches by 4 inches bilaterally on both thighs, inside, internally. And the MRI of the brain dated 5/25/2023 is completely normal. Cervical spine shows a bulging disc at C3-4 with facet joint enlargement, mild spinal canal stenosis. C4-5, there is a central disc protrusion leading to mild spinal canal stenosis. C5-6, there is a disc bulge resulting in mild spinal canal stenosis. C6-7, there is a disc bulge. Lumbar spine MRI, dated 5/25/2023 from Northland Radiology, reports herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, bulging disc at L4-5, and a bulging disc at L5-S1. The spinal canal is not significantly narrowed, except at L3 nerve root is compressed, and there is a moderate right neural foramen narrowing at L5-S1. MRI of the thoracic spine shows T8 and T9 disc bulge. MRI of the left ankle shows small bone contusion, posterior aspect of the lateral malleolus, and peroneus longus tendinopathy. MRI of the left foot shows mild degenerative changes, first metatarsophalangeal joint. MRI of the left hip shows mild left common hamstring tendinopathy. MRI of the left shoulder shows supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinopathy with push focal partial bursal surface tearing at the footprint of the supraspinatus tendon, minor degenerative spurring at the distal end of the clavicle, no MRI evidence of the occult bone trauma. All of these findings have been discussed with the patient in great detail with models. All the options of the treatment were discussed with the patient. Interventional pain procedures that are recommended are as follows. Patient is advised that she may benefit with beside physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and home exercise, a series of lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections provided at an interval of 15 days times 4 to the cervical and lumbar region. Two sets of sacroiliac joint injections are also discussed. The patient can benefit from an injection at the supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon to relieve the inflammation and tendonitis of the left shoulder. In the left knee, patient has a signs of posterior horn of medial meniscus tear, and injection of the left knee has been advised to the patient. Mild distal cordyceps tendinopathy is also present, for which again injections are advised. In addition, patient has a hamstring tendinopathy of the left hip. No treatment is advised except physical therapy. Lateral malleolus has a bone contusion. Patient is advised to see an orthopedic surgeon, and patient declined. Patient doesn't want any surgical treatment or any injection treatment for the timing. Surgical options are, patient is advised to be referred to a orthopedic surgeon. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered from Tritone Behavioral Therapy for finding. If it found positive, a MRI of the brain will be ordered. Attended care has been ordered. Caseworker, patient doesn't want. Past medical records have been ordered, released. Investigations. The patient is not being ordered any new investigations. DMEs. The patient has been provided with a brace for the neck, for the lower back, for the left ankle, left knee, as well as left wrist. And a traction device has been ordered. Cervical brace, soft collar has been ordered. Tense unit has been provided. Education, yes. Disability, once again, patient is completely disabled. Follow-up visit will be in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.